Hello and welcome to The Print Pod. I am Sreyashi De, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I'm going to be telling you about how citizens are pushing hard to keep the trams of Kolkata running. Jagannath Shah was only 20 years old when he left Bihar in 1985 to work as a tram conductor in Kolkata, following his father's footsteps. Those days, the City of Joy had about 200 to 300 trams snaking past crowded markets and hurrying pedestrians. Today, barely 10 trams are operational. Shah tells The Print, all the tram routes have been shut down except one from Baliganj to Toliganj and another from Goriahat to Esplanade. Shah's work starts from Goriahat depot and involves him completing 6 trips in a day for close to 7 hours. He says he has been hearing since 1985 that the trams will stop running in Kolkata. In the next 2.5 years, Shah will retire. But he hopes the trams of Kolkata don't, even if only 2 trams are left. Shah's hope rests on a fight that is currently on in Kolkata to save the last trams of India. From filmmakers to policy researchers to college students to tramway employee, a motley group of people have come together for the purpose. They protest on streets, they campaign on social media, and they spread the word through anyone who cares about trams. And in Kolkata, where trams have been an integral part of life for many generations, there are many who care about its legacy, even though there are some who have begun to question its viability in today's time. 66-year-old scientist Debashish Bhattacharya is one such tram enthusiast who can't come to terms with Kolkata's tram standing on the verge of extinction. As a child, Bhattacharya was in awe of double-decker buses and trams. Over the years, while the double-decker buses made way for faster, fuel-efficient, economical electric buses, the trams are just sliding away from people's priority list. Comprising 2 small separate compartments with a seating capacity of 61 passengers, trams are woven into Kolkata's historic culture. Calcutta Tramways Corporation is the oldest operating electric public transport in Asia. Kolkata became the first city in Asia to get an electric tram in 1902. While Chennai, Mumbai, Delhi and Kanpur also had trams during British rule, trams survived the test of time only in the City of Joy. Their compartments were upgraded to include ceiling fans and then air conditioners, and they would crisscross the city to become the lifeline of Kolkata. But now the trams are gradually on the decline. Calcutta Tram Users Association, which is at the forefront of the mission to save the fast disappearing mode of cheap, eco-friendly transport in Kolkata, President of Calcutta Tram Users Association, Debashish Bhattacharya, says that the blueprint of the devastation of Kolkata trams was laid during the CPIM's rule in West Bengal. He adds, trams had little scope for corruption, and so the government and its leaders showed little interest. Bhattacharya says government after government have neglected Kolkata's heritage. According to Bhattacharya, tram depots, which were spread across massive plots in the city, were a goldmine for the government. Majority of the tram depots have been turned into bus depots. Tram cars have been neglected and ruined as there is no proper upkeep. He also points out at the non-existent recruitments to highlight the government's disinterest in keeping trams alive. This organization has about 4,000 members worldwide supporting the cause and 30 members on ground who meet once a month to discuss measures. Tram enthusiast and core committee member of Calcutta Tram Users, Orghadeep Hatua, says, our vision is to revive the trams as a sustainable mode of transport. We have researched how trams have been running on solar power and would be fitting upgrade for the old carriages of Kolkata. Through media advocacy, RTIs, PIL, social media, we take our voices to the people of Kolkata. The state government too acknowledges the issues of disappearing trams but argues against looking at global transportation mode that can't always be replicated in India. State Transport Minister Snehashish Chakraborty, while speaking to The Print, said Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is constantly working for the development of Bengal and the trams will be celebrated next year as Calcutta Tramways Company is all set to mark its 150th year. The West Bengal State Transport Corporation attributes the decline in tram routes to the ongoing metro construction work in central parts of Kolkata. They are hopeful at least 5 more routes will be operational by March next year. Speaking to the print, Rajanveer Singh Kapoor, the corporation's managing director, confirmed that they are in talks with the metro authorities. He added that the state government is taking initiatives to draw more passengers. But a source in West Bengal Transport Department, speaking on condition of anonymity, said there are no funds for the trams. Tram activist Bhattacharya said that the state government's efforts have been abysmal. He explained, trams are the cleanest form of transportation at a time when nations are focusing on climate change. But in Kolkata, there is no shelter for passengers to board a tram. It's dangerous to board from the middle of the road where the tracks run. Kolkata already has a robust tram network. It connects the railway stations, the colleges, the hospitals, but these tracks remain abandoned. The tram world inaugurated by the state government is of little consequence if trams are pushed off the road. Trams of Kolkata are even eligible for UNESCO World Heritage Tag, but such prestigious awards aren't given when they see that the future is bleak and there is little effort for its safeguard. Trams in Kolkata have great potential, but no one seems to care. We will get you more stories here on the Print Pod, and thank you for listening.